Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessed opportunity you've given us to be able to gather in your house and open your word. Please be with us now as we get into your word to be able to understand what you want us to understand from it tonight. Be able to grow closer and closer to you through that. Build our trust and faith in you and in your word. And help us all bring honor and glory to you through everything. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Continuing our Bible study of A to Z in the word confidence. Let's look at a couple here. Confidence that was given to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1. Now, of course, this was Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, and when he finds out that his espoused wife, his wife-to-be, is with child, as they say, is pregnant, he gets a bit concerned. But he gets a visit and gets his confidence built back up that it's a process of a work of the Lord. As we see this in Matthew chapter 1, pick it up in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Now, making her a public example would have been bringing that out that she's with child and it's not his and they're not married yet and be possible shame. And if they were fulfilling the ordinances of the Old Testament, she would be stoned for being an adulteress. And he's saying, well, maybe he ought to just put her away privately so she can have the baby and nobody will know about it, is his mindset at this time. But see what happens. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So the Lord built up the confidence of Joseph through this vision that he had seen, so he was able to proceed and know that it was a work of the Lord. All right, the next one we want to look at is in Luke chapter 1. And this was the same setting, or I should say this is the same setting where we have the birth of Jesus Christ. The announcement coming to Mary, which we actually recently read concerning Mother's Day and how awesome a mother Mary have given us the example of. And here we see how her confidence is displayed and reinforced by a visit from the angel, the archangel Gabriel. But in Luke chapter 1, we'll pick it up in verse 26. And it says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now the sixth month here is a reference to the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth, her cousin, who would be the mother of John the Baptist. It gives you the timeline reference. Read again. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Those are words of encouragement that would build up confidence in someone. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Once again, a statement that would build your confidence. To have the confidence that would take to take on the task that she was fixing to take on, she was getting a little reinforcement. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. A little additional note here is notice the way it says, And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. We know that the Father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty. This is speaking of the legal lineage of being of the house of David by way of Joseph going all the way back to David. And also by going the way of Mary all the way back to David. Therefore, when you have the reference to fathers of the forefathers, the reference is making here of David, because David is long time gone by the time that Jesus is being born here. So is speaking of being a descendant of the bloodline of David makes him heir to the throne. Verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Second reference to that six-month period. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Other awesome words of confidence building. To have the confidence in knowing that if you are in the will of the Lord, and you are doing the work of the Lord, as he says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. As it continues in verse 38, And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Her statement here shows her faith, her trust, and her confidence. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me a great thing, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He both showed strength with his arm, and hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. All this coming to her, building on the confidence and her faith, her trust in the Lord. All right, let's move on all the way over to Matthew chapter 14. See a very interesting one here about how you can have awesome confidence and start a work, and in the midst of that work, be totally consumed with your fear and begin to sink into that. And as we see here, this happening to Peter. In Matthew chapter 14, pick it up in verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and he cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. That shows some awesome confidence. Confidence in the power of the Lord. Confidence that he wasn't going to sink. Confidence and bravery. Trust, faith. He come on out. But look what happens. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. He got his eyes off of Jesus. He looked at the wind. See, it started out, he was looking at the Lord, speaking directly to the Lord. But then he got his eyes off of him, looking around. Again, this is impossible. This shouldn't be happening. I should not be able to walk on the water. And he began sinking. We, when we have the confidence to step up, say, yes, I'll do that work for you, Lord. And in the midst of that work, you get overwhelmed in the magnitude of what you're involved in. And you begin to wonder, have you really got the ability to do what you just undertook? Can you see this through? Can you achieve it? When you get your eyes off of Jesus, get your eyes on the problems that are all around you, or get your eyes on yourself, then yeah, you're going to sink right into the water like he was beginning to sink. But do what Peter did here. Get your eyes off the problems. Get your eyes back on Jesus Christ. Then he can restore your confidence. He can restore your ability by his power, his might, and pull you up out of that mar, pull you up out of those problems, those concerns, which is what he does. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. He did the very right thing to do. Right to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help your lack of faith, your lack of courage, your lack of ability, your lack of trust, whatever it is you're lacking to do what you've undertaken to do. And he'll get to you. Get you by the hand and pull you right up out of the problems. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. A confidence builder for all the rest of them as well. But don't be too hard on them. As I've said so many times, when you see these accounts of their reactions and their actions prior to receiving the Holy Ghost, they didn't have the strength that they would have and did have after receiving the Holy Ghost. Because after receiving the Holy Ghost, they showed no wavering whatsoever in their confidence. But now let's look at some confidence builders that are recorded for us. All of us that have trusted in Jesus Christ. Confidence in what we have to look forward to for eternity, what we have to look forward to now while we're in this realm, plus what we have to look forward to for eternity. Real confidence builder in John chapter 14. We'll be doing a couple different ones here, but this one is John chapter 14, verse 1 through 7. In John chapter 14, verse 1, awesome words of encouragement, awesome words to build your confidence in what you have trusted in, where he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That is awesome to always remember and to think about, that the one who spoke everything into existence is preparing another place for us. And he's going to come and get us. Verse 4, "And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And henceforth ye know him and have seen him." So by knowing Jesus Christ, you know the Father. You cannot know the Father without knowing Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. And all of these are words that can build our confidence and trust in Jesus Christ as the way to the Father and as the way to paradise and everlasting life and a home in a beautiful place that we can't even imagine how great it will be. But he also gives us the awesome confidence builder, the Holy Ghost, to come into us, to indwell us, so that we can have the relationship that we have that have trusted in him, so that we can have confidence, we can have boldness, that we can have strength, we can have faith, we can have whatever it is that we lack, he can give it to us, whatever it is that we need, whatever it is to achieve the things that he wants us to achieve, he can provide us with and encourage us and lead us and direct us right in the way we need to go. To build our confidence and our faith and trust, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost right in us. Let's pick it right back up here as this account continues in verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believest me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believest me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Those are very powerful words, confidence builder, building words for sure there. To know that when you go to the Lord in prayer, when you go ask him, because it says ask, that's prayer, communication, for anything in the will of the Lord, to be able to do the will of the Lord, you will receive that and hold true to that so that the Father can be glorified. As he continues, he tells us more about how we can stay in that close communion with Him and listen up to the Holy Ghost that He has given us, that gives us the understanding when we hear anything spoken on whether it is true or false. And of course, that's the Spirit of truth itself. Verse 15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Comforter. And that's an awesome name for the Holy Ghost. To come into us and give us comfort when we are feeling down. To give us comfort when we are ill. Comfort when we are saddened or challenged or whatever it might be that we need comfort for. The Holy Ghost can give us that comfort. And more. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. To have that power within you to be able to analyze and determine what is right, what is wrong, what is true, and what is false by listening to and yielding to the power of the Holy Ghost that is in all of us that have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. In us. Indwelling us and giving us confidence that we need, giving us confidence when we lack it, giving us assurance, giving us comfort, giving us wisdom, knowledge, abilities that are beyond what we think we could ever achieve or acquire of our own. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. That's why the resurrection and the ascension are so important, to recognize that he raised from that grave, stayed around some 40 days preaching and teaching, seen of over 500 people at one spot, and ascended up to the Father. He lives. And by that, we have the evidence, knowing that we will also live for eternity. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Referring to the resurrection that they would be a witness to. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him, reveal himself to us. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? That's the difference. They don't have the Holy Ghost, therefore they cannot see him, or he's not revealed to them. Only by the power of the Holy Ghost can they ever even come to know Jesus Christ by his calling them in. And once they receive that, accept that, draw into that, repent, be converted, then they can also be enlightened and have their eyes opened and be able to see him and manifest, see the manifestation of Jesus Christ. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Living right in us, coming into us. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That right there was an awesome confidence builder in them, letting them know that their fallible human brains that would be forgetting things that would be very important wasn't something to be concerned with. Because they would be indwelt with the power of the Holy Ghost that would then be able to remember everything and tell them everything, just what they needed to know, exactly when they needed to know it, and be able to apply it in the way they needed to apply it. When we try to depend upon our own feeble abilities, we're going to fail. But when we release that force that is within all of us Christians, the force and the power of the Holy Ghost. And just hang on for the ride, because you're going to be saying things that you didn't even know you knew. You're going to be remembering things that you didn't think you could possibly remember, because it's the power of the Holy Ghost working through you. Like I say, then you just hang on for the ride. Verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Once again, over and over, building our assurance, building our faith, building our trust, building our confidence. "Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." And he goes on and finishes that work, is crucified, tortured terribly, gives up the ghost on that cross, buried, raises again the third day, sticks around some 40 days preaching and teaching, and then ascends to the Father, sitting on the right hand of the Father, our great high priest, our mediator, the propitiation, repayment for our sins. And by reading his word, listening to the influence of the Holy Ghost, having the revelation of what is truth, you can have the kind of confidence that it takes to go out and do the great commission that he's told all of us to do, and go out and preach and teach the word of God to all mankind, and be a part of the work of the Holy Ghost, and be looking forward to so much. So we should all have awesome confidence, because the confidence that we should have is the confidence in the Lord, confidence in the Holy Ghost, the confidence in knowing that he loves and cares for us, and that he wants us to be a part of his work. That's why we're still here. There's still something he wants us to do. Because when we're finished doing the work that he wants us to do, he's going to take us on home. Simple as that. So if you're still here, you still got some work to do. And it's not that it's something you have to do. It's something that you get to do. It's something that is available to you to do, that will result in you being able to have blessings now, and blessings during the millennial period, and rewards and blessings for eternity. So much ahead of us. All of this that we read and study should build our confidence in the work, confidence in the Lord, confidence in ourselves as well, because of the fact that we are indwelt with the Holy Ghost. So let's take it and use it to the fullest to bring honor and glory to him every chance that comes our way. We'll continue this next time in the book of Acts. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. It's definitely a confidence builder. It's definitely a confidence builder when we study your word and be able to grow closer to you through that. Help us to apply it. Give us the boldness also to put it all to work, to be able to be a part of your work, to reach more folks before it may be everlasting too late. We thank you so much. Let everything that we do the rest of this week bring honor and glory to you. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. There you go.